This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
I'm Jasmine Garcia.
Let's talk today about, let's at least start today talking about hyper-local news. I believe we've talked about this on this program in the past, and it seems like this is an idea that just has yet to really catch on. Jasmine, why do you suppose that is?
I ask myself that question a lot. My experience with hyperlocal news was when they attempted to launch it in Las Vegas around 2007, 2008. A former student of mine had been hired to do hyperlocal news, and within, I think, a few months, that whole division was just laid off and fired. It didn't take off in that area. There may be lots of reasons that it didn't work in Las Vegas, mostly because it's really not very neighborhood-based in that area, in that region. That might be an idea of it, but that doesn't explain why it doesn't work maybe in smaller areas as well.
What seems weird to me is I hear hyper-local and I think of something that's really local, and yet it's these big companies that are trying to do this and set up hyper-local outfits throughout the country. You know, you have AOL with their patch operation, has outlets in 900 towns around the nation. It seems to me maybe hyper-local would work if it was actually locally owned instead of something national trying to infiltrate these smaller markets.
Possibly. I think the problem is the economics of any kind of digital news right now. We're discussing a column in the American Journalism Review about how tough it has been for these hyperlocal sites to make it, like Patch, which is losing money. And that quotes Washington Post media columnist Paul Fari, who says everyone is struggling to figure out how to sell original journalism on the web. So a big problem is, I don't think it's that you're lacking for audience. It's just that the ad revenue from these from digital ads is still not as comparable to print ads for reasons I still don't understand. It's just not valued the same as print advertising.
Have either of you looked at a hyper-local news site? I've never actually I don't think I've ever taken a look at one.
No, I don't have a whole lot of experience with it because, again, it just didn't work in Las Vegas when I do remember it being launched.
I think when we live in a place like Macomb or small towns, for us, hyperlocal is the local paper or even the Peoria paper, which has shifted its emphasis to covering local news to attract readers.
Yeah, and the Peoria paper is more focused now just on Peoria and that area, whereas they used to have a bureau actually in Macomb. They had someone based out here, probably in some other places too, and that no longer exists. And in a sense, they've sort of gone hyper-local, haven't they?
Yeah, that's a paper that has – it was a regional paper that covered all of central Illinois, and now pretty much just Peoria and a few small towns nearby.
Let's move from the small, the hyper-local, to the large. Al Jazeera America has now launched, and I've not had a chance to see this channel yet. There's been a bit of an uproar, at least among the shouting heads on television, about Al Jazeera coming in and whether they would do true reporting or whether it would just be propaganda. Have either of you had a chance to watch this channel, or at least have you heard much about what they're doing?
I haven't gotten a chance to actually watch it, but I watched CNN cover Al Jazeera's network, actually. They were talking about it and talking to different journalists who were going to end up working for Al Jazeera. And it seemed like they were legitimately trying to get a wide base of journalists who were already very well-respected in America, maybe to give some legitimacy to their network. And I was leery at first about Al Jazeera coming here. But honestly, I do think that maybe those anchors, those reporters that, the former CNN anchor Soledad O'Brien, she brings some legitimacy to that network. And I'm really curious to see how those stories turn out.
Yeah, the network, I haven't watched it either, but I want to watch it after reading about its launch. And the journalists, including O'Brien and other prominent journalists, have been hired, and it sounds like they are really committed to storytelling and reporting as opposed to talking heads and punditry. So I think and also committed to doing documentaries. So you might see some more longer form stories. So I think it sounds like a refreshing alternative.
Yeah, of course, just like the hyperlocal sites, there's always the intent to do this, that, and the other thing, and whether you can actually pull it off to have the money and the resources, for example, mm-hmm. to devote to documentaries. Mm-hmm. We'll see if they can actually do that long term.
It takes money and a lot of people. And let's see, they've opened, a dozen bureaus,
right.
According to American Journalism Review. They've hired several prominent American journalists. I don't think it says how many total they've hired, but so far it looks promising.
I thought it was kind of funny, Jasmine, you mentioned CNN was covering Al Jazeera.
Mm-hmm, the
cable
were.
Networks covering cable networks.
Yeah, I mean, it's making news and people want to talk about it. What I thought was interesting, they had brought on someone who was going to work at that network, and they asked why they were interested in working for Al Jazeera. And it just sounded like that anchor believed that Al Jazeera Network would end up being a very good journalistic enterprise for America.
So that's the question I always ask when I see some journalist has gone to Fox, is why? Why would you go there when Fox has that reputation for being basically a propaganda channel?
Mm-hmm.
And we have yet to see whether Al Jazeera will prove to be that. Hopefully what it proves to be is just another voice, another perspective, much as we've talked about, you know, like the world that we carry on this station. It's just good to hear some news programming from another country to get a different perspective on what's happening in the United States and I think around the rest of the world.
Another interesting aspect is their focus is, according to this, that their reporting reflects sensitivity towards stories highlighting disparities based on social class and race. That's according to this American Journalism Review article. I guess that's why Soledad O'Brien was attracted to working there.
All right. Hey, we run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.